One of the common questions everyone struck up and everyone been posting me is nothing but how to prepare or how to master machine learning or data science to get into the main job role. I want to explain this concept with a basic case study. Just imagine I'm working with some X company where what is the main purpose to hire a data scientist? I don't think so. The main purpose of hiring a data scientist is to do some coding for that company, or it's not to build some machine learning models for that company, but you are working for a company in order to resolve something with the help of automation or with the help of analytics. That's been one of the primary goals of every company to hire a data scientist. Right, so if you are able to understand this point and if you are able to prepare on those lines, so whatever the skills I learned from this person or from this institute or even based on my own self-learning, does it make any value-added stuff to the company is one of the primary requirements. So what people are basically looking from you, so I got a problem statement. So I'm getting more losses, I'm getting more amount of expenses across my industry, so you want to automate the process. So in order to automate the process or in order to resolve this issue, what you need to do, just you need to start with, you need to collect all the data what this company contains. So from that, we just need to do some EDA kind of stuff like exploratory data analysis, and based on the EDA, you're going to understand what this company is, where these companies are standing, where exactly the problems are storing, right? What can be resolved with automation and what can be resolved with some sort of primary activities. So it can be like pulling out some information out of a text, or it can be something to recognize, or it can be something related to automating the entire process. So to do this, what you want, so you have some machine learning skills, so by using the skills you want to do it. So you all know that as a machine learning person, so whatever the machine learning you are planning to build, without a proper data, without a sufficient amount of information, you can't build a proper model. Right, and all the time, whatever the data we are storing in data warehouses or whatever the data we are storing in Hadoop servers, they may not be purely structured enough and good enough that this person is planning to build a machine learning model. So let me just provide him or store them with a proper amount of right data. So you want to collect that data, you want to shape it into the requirement, what you want to build, right? So based on that, you want to collect the right amount of features. So you want to do various feature extraction techniques, right? So you need to know why you need to be pretty aware of Hadoop or iOS, this kind of stuff, right? Just to know how to import the data. For example, you don't have any idea regarding data collection. How can you analyze it, or how can you just clean this stuff? So after collecting all the data, you just need to clean it. So for cleaning, you want to know all the data cleaning or data wrangling kind of stuff, treating with null values, treating with outliers, treating with some sort of string right kind of stuff, or treating with alphanumerical kind of things. So after doing all sorts of cleaning, so your main purpose is collecting the right features. So to collect the right features, you need to know the feature selection techniques. Like it can be based on variance, or it can be based on correlationship, or it can be the feature selection based on decision trees, or it can be the feature selection based on recursive feature elimination techniques, right? So you can go for any weighted matrices and you can build it, right? In case you collected the right feature, so the algorithm may not be comfortable enough to get trained on a proper model, so you want to do various sorts of feature scaling parameters, like it can be normalization or standardization or binarization or any other formats. Or if the data is pretty complex enough or the size is more, you want to go for various feature transformation techniques, right? So above all, you are not choosing an algorithm first before building a model, but you are choosing a problem. For that, you are trying to pick the probable or the suitable machine learning algorithm. So it can be like linear, or it can be like logistic, it can be decision tree, it can be recommendation engines, it can be associate rules, it can be text mining, it can be like any sort of algorithm. It doesn't matter. That's the reason what most of the interviewers are going to do is that they're going to ask all the questions related to feature transformation. They're going to ask the questions related to scaling. They're going to ask the questions about, oh, can you select the right machine learning model? So for example, you know all the machine learning algorithms, but you don't know when to pick the right algorithm. It doesn't make the right sense. So even if you want to pick an algorithm which can be chosen for the right problem statement, for that I need to know what are the disadvantages of each algorithm, what are the advantages of it, when can you use linear, when to use logistic, when to use LBA, when to use naive Bayes, when to use support vector, when to use neural network, when to use decision trees, when to use random forest. So you need to know the advantages, disadvantages, and the entire diagnosis of each and every algorithm. Only then you are able to play in the real time, right? It's not about learning the algorithm. And when we are going into the real time, in order to finalize an algorithm, there are certain parameters. So one of the parameters I want to just speak is the transparency of an algorithm. So while you are building an algorithm by using the script, you need to be pretty clear what is the background mechanism of each and every line. Only then it makes a sense to explain to a client, or even you know that, okay, this is what happened. It should not be something like it's a black box. Okay, if I provide the input, it is giving me the output. You know that each and every point about the entire mechanism of an algorithm. That is pretty important. For that, you want a bit of maths, and you need to be good at each and every transparency of an algorithm. If you are able to try in this style, so don't prepare yourself. Not because of that they want to hire you, but prepare that if they hire, they get benefited with your implementations or with your techniques. So that there may not be any limitation. It may take some time, but for sure you want to get a job. Why? In the sense, if you have such good knowledge where you are able to apply the things, for sure you want to get hired. And for example, you try with all this stuff, still accuracy is not growing much, you use optimization techniques in order to increase the accuracy, right? So while optimization is nothing but the reducing the loss or reducing the cost, we nothing but we call it as optimization. For that purpose, again, we go for various optimization techniques, right? One of them is like gradients or so. So try to prepare with all this kind of divisions. I think for sure, you're gonna get a good knowledge on entire machine learning things. It may take time, but it would be good to learn in this way.